Other people about whose lives, by choice it had to be admitted, she knew little. She shivered and turned up the heating. It had been cold in London, but surely it must be several degrees colder here. She began to feel better as the long drive neared its end. The directions that had arrived in the post the morning before were accurate, and as she drove slowly through the village, she recognised the cottage immediately. Around half a mile in on the right-hand side, one of a small terrace. It was as neat and tidy-looking as it had been in the photograph, only, as it was now November, the roses had died back. The first frosts had also denuded the small front garden of the boiled sweet-like bedding plants of the summer. Rain was still falling as Geraldine parked the car in the space opposite the house. The village seemed deserted, but as she looked up, bag in hand, from locking the car boot, she caught a glimpse through the murk of the promised pub. Its name, the Woodman's Arms, was just decipherable. Situated only around 50 yards downhill, it looked promising indeed. An old, reassuringly unimproved stone building, long and low as most of the village houses were, its tasteful top-hung sign creaking gently to and fro on the frame.